Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us this morning. We got people following us there on X. We see, we appreciate that. We're reading your comments there, in fact, on our StreamYard. And, of course, so we're on Rumble as well. Not on Facebook Live for the moment. We might be back at some point if that's how you follow the show. We appreciate it. However you get here via the podcast. You know, I spent some time yesterday down at Asymmetric Solutions, which is down in Farmington, the Farmington area. And fantastic place. So they do a lot of training for law enforcement and special forces guys down there. And then, you know, regular weekend warriors like me who get a kick out of that stuff. And they did a great event for veterans yesterday and got to meet a lot of the folks down there and a bunch of them former members of law enforcement. Obviously, a lot of them are former members of the military, and it was just great to talk to them, and a lot of them listened to the show. So thanks for all you do. We appreciate you. Anything we can do, we're here for you for sure. The voter guide is up on the website, 971talk.com. We're going to have a little modification to it this morning, only slightly, because I left the U.S. Senate race off there and somebody pointed it out to me. My fault, but we'll get that fixed up there today in case you had any questions in your mind who I was supporting in that race. But I kind of doubt that. Don't you, Kim?
No, I think people were assuming you were voting for Lucas Coons. I think you need to clarify.
Yeah,
do in fact support Josh Hawley.
We're gonna do that today. I promise you that. That's gonna get fixed this morning. But in the meantime, you can download it. There's a short list on there of my picks on these series of amendments that are on there and the propositions. There's only one proposition, five amendments. You need to understand what they are before you vote. And speaking of which, vote by mail is already underway. There are people requesting absentee ballots in Missouri and Illinois now, and you can go and vote in even absentee in person. And you need to understand these issues, which is why I wanted to get the guide out early so people have a chance to see my thoughts on some of these issues. Here's the question, though. It's a question that has plagued conservatives and Republicans for a couple of election cycles now, this push for early voting, this vote by mail. Do you participate in it? I think the answer has largely been no. Democrats have been more likely to want to vote by mail than Republicans have. They like to show up on election day and vote. That may be flipping. We're going to talk to Brianna Lyman at the end, the bottom of the hour here. She's a reporter with The Federalist, and she's written a piece on this. That we may be getting closer to a middle 50-50 split on who votes by mail. And we'll get her thoughts on that coming up. We got to Kim on a Whim as well at 7:47. Next hour, Tom Ackerman. The Cardinals have a news conference scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon. They're talking some changes in the organization. What does that mean? Is anybody out on their can? I don't know, but I'll bet Tom does, and we'll talk to him at about 8:35 this morning. First, though, we are going to get to this morning's top stories. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Hey, white dudes. So, I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are.
That's a weird ad. Wouldn't you say that's weird? Isn't weird the best description for that?
I think so.
That is the White Dudes for Harris ad. Yeah, if you're in that group, turn in your man card. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying she's crazy. I'm saying your party, your policies are bat crazy.
Lindsey Graham, when asked about Donald Trump's comments this morning that there's something wrong mentally with Kamala Harris for her to have flip-flopped on all these issues suddenly while claiming they still represent her values. They ask Lindsey about it.
Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court?
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Good to see you're centrist.
Yeah. That's somebody named Fran Lebowitz, apparently a fairly well-known author and writer, who thinks the Supreme Court should be dissolved because she doesn't agree with it.
Listen up, everyone. We couldn't have gotten here without one man, and his name is Joe Biden.
That is Maya Rudolph, who they brought back to Saturday Night Live to play who else but Kamala Harris this weekend.
They nailed it. Joe Biden. And then Maya Rudolph even did the classic clap. Kamala clap.
She did the Kamala cackle fairly well. But Dana Carvey, if we can just tell the truth here, Dana Carvey stole the show. He really did.
For Joe Biden.
Yeah, and he had all the little mannerisms down.
The nose scratch.
The nose scratch.
In slow motion.
Come on, folks. I mean it. I've got to let you listen to it in case you missed it, because if you're like me, you pretty much ignore Saturday Night Live these days. It hadn't been funny in years. But they had to bring back Maya Rudolph and Dana Carvey to pull this off. The current staff couldn't do it. So here's her introducing. She just introduced Joe Biden. Listen.
Get on out here, Joe Biden.
Carvey is shuffling out to the podium at this point.
Folks, that's right. A lot of people forget I'm president, including me. But guess what? And by the way, I think I did a pretty good job. I passed more bills than any president in history. But folks, we still got work to do, no joke. I'm being serious right now. Come on. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is, the rich don't pay their fair share. They gotta pay their fair share. We gotta build back better. Build back the better part, the better. Build back the better. Can't believe it's not butter.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you.
It gets better. Wait for it.
I just want to say thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for putting country first and for handing over the reins.
I didn't want to. They made me. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is, no joke, this is serious right now. This is serious. Anyway, in conclusion, me and Vice President Harris are the same.
Oh, okay. Ha ha. Great stuff. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
We're just the same. I didn't want to. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. You're done.
When I worked at Channel 4, I got to interview Dana Carvey one time, and he used to do a really good George H.W. Bush. And he used to do a really good Strom Thurmond, who used to be the senior senator from South Carolina. And I relayed a story to him personally, because I covered Strom Thurmond when I was a reporter down there. And he repeated the story back to me in Strom Thurmond's voice. The guy is just masterful. He's so good at those imitations. And I was glad to see that they lured him back for that this weekend. Even though I don't watch Saturday Night Live, I did enjoy that clip for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to real or fake news. Kim is finally back. Mark's in the studio. We'll see who pulls it off this week. We'll get Ethan in here in a few minutes as well. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk more about what could be a shift in vote-by-mail requests in this election. How important is that? We'll talk about it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
And it's time for the real or fake news quiz, where I give the people in the studio headlines and they have to tell me whether they are real or fake. Playing today for the first time in a long time, Kim St. Ange.
Welcome back, Kim.
Thank you.
And our returning champion is Ethan Bright.
Got mm-hmm. lucky.
And Mark Cox.
Thank you.
Our host. Let's begin with a question about our own state.
Okay.
The state of Missouri. Real or fake? 36.4% of adults in Missouri are classified as obese, better than the national average. Ethan Bright, is that real or fake?
I would say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going with fake.
Kim Sina.
I think it's higher. I'll say fake.
It is. Well, it's fake because the national average is 33 and Missourians are 36% fat.
Way to go, Missouri.
Wow.
Well, what about Illinois?
I thought it was less, to be honest with you. That's why I thought it was fake. But there you go.
Mark, giving the audience much more credit. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Mark Cox, speaking of weight.
Oh, don't you think I'm fat, Carl?
No, it's the same topic.
Go ahead.
It is cheaper to fly to Europe and get a month's worth of supply of semaglutide than it is to get a month's supply here. Real or fake?
That's probably real because they falsely subsidize it in Europe.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I got to go real with them.
It is real. It costs $59 a month for semaglutides, which would be Ozempic, Wegovy, in Germany. And in the United States, it's $1,059.
Wow.
For a month's supply. Some people say, like Mark said, that it is
subsidized.
Absolutely,
over there. It is.
And other people say it's the price gouging of the
whatever
companies.
They got to pay for R&D. You got to cover your costs.
Right.
Sorry.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? Newborns cry in the accent of their native language. Real or fake?
What? Did that? I don't know. I mean, fake? I don't know. What would an accent cry even sound like? Mark, you're great at accents. I'd like to hear you.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll go fake on that, Carl.
You're all wrong. It is real.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. I'm going to need proof of this.
Okay. Just type in these eight words. Newborns cry native language.
I will during commercial break.
All right. Ethan Bright. Real or fake? South Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate in the United States.
Sure, let's go real.
Mark Cox.
Because Kristi Noem rocks. I'm going to go real on that.
Kim St. Ange.
I'm going to say fake.
It is real. Finally, we have some
difference. I'm trying to be different over here.
You're right. It's 2%.
Wow. Nice. See? Everybody needs a governor that rides a horse.
Thanks, Kristi.
Yes.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake?
No, it's Mark's turn.
It's my turn. Oh. It's my turn.
She just went.
And then no, she didn't answer last.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It was a late night at La Russa's.
It was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Congratulations to Terry retiring.
Yes.
Real or fake, Mark Cox. Flights were canceled in Japan after a pair of scissors went missing. Real or fake?
I will go with, you said flights plural?
Flights plural.
I'll go with fake on that one.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It is real. 36 flights were canceled and 201 flights were delayed because a pair of missing scissors that was past security. They couldn't find a pair of scissors, and they thought that someone stole them and brought them onto a plane. That's in Japan.
That's frightening that there's that big of Sally's. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. One pair of scissors. Come on.
Kim Sainach, this is for you. The Kentucky State Fair removed a winning miniature depicting a pornography set. Real or fake?
I guess
a winning miniature what?
A miniature set, you know, like a diorama.
Oh, okay.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It is real. It won, and then someone said, hey, that looks like a...
I didn't think they removed it. I saw the diorama, that's the only reason.
They put it back, but they removed it.
Gotcha.
Originally. All right, where am I going? Okay, Ethan Bright. With more than 600,000 visitors each year, Graceland is the most visited private home in the United States. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll say real, too.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
You're all wrong.
I was almost going to say fake.
I can't think of
Changed
another one.
Changed my mind last
the
second.
The White House is the number one.
That's the people's house.
That's the people's house. That's not privately owned.
It's owned by the people.
Oh, my.
It's a private residence.
Come on. That's not the same.
All right.
That's a technicality. I mean.
Do we have time for one more? Ethan is currently winning, isn't he?
No, I think we're tied.
All three of you are tied.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Let's all answer the same on this last question.
Mark Cox, a man was arrested for creating fake AI bands and then had bots listen to his songs, and he made $10 million. Real or fake?
I'll go with real on that.
Kim Sainach.
Real. Do it. Do it, Ethan. Say real.
I know the story. I reported it. It's real.
Oh, man.
You're dun, 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 dun. All right. Hey, you know what? You know what, Mark, you're right.
No, this cannot be like soccer where we just tie.
Winning. I won.
No, you didn't.
No,
what do you
none
mean?
Of you
it's
won.
It's a three-way tie.
Come on, it's like a Donald Trump endorsement when he endorses
tie should go to the previous winner, so just saying.
Technically, I've still won the most games. Just saying.
Any day when I don't lose is a good day. All right. Coming up, we'll talk more about those vote-by-mail requests and how Republicans are faring in that this year. We'll be right back.
Trump 2024, baby!
Have you seen that clip yet that I just played the audio from? That is Tim Walz as he was walking out of that Michigan game this weekend. And somebody in the crowd yelled, Trump 2024, baby! And Tim Walz gave him the salute, the middle finger salute, it appears, in that video.
Wow.
It's kind of gone viral a little bit. So, I don't know how that flies. It seems maybe tomorrow night in that debate, J.D. Vance will be able to get under his skin pretty easily like Kamala got under Trump's, because that was sort of a... He kind of lost his temper there a little bit, I would think.
And such a minor thing to lose your temper over.
The guy didn't cuss at him or anything. It's pretty surprising, if that's what happened. But on the video, that certainly appears to be the case. All right. Obviously, voting has already started in Missouri. You can absentee vote with reason right now if you have a good reason for it. And I think October 24th is when no excuse absentee voting starts, where you can walk in and vote early. And Illinois is doing the same thing. So the question is the mail-in ballots. It was pretty lopsided there for a while as to who was doing most of the mail-in balloting. And I saw a great article on that. Brianna Lyman joining us this morning, who she's a correspondent at The Federalist. And Brianna, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a debate for a couple of different sessions now of voting, right? Who's most likely to vote by mail?
Yeah, so right now I think Republicans and Democrats alike, their big strategy here is they want to target low propensity voters because they don't have to worry about what we call hard Republicans or a hard Democrat, because they will turn out, especially Trump supporters. I mean, they'll go through hell and high water to vote for this man. But low propensity voters, they may have political affinities toward a candidate, but they have a less likely chance of actually turning out. And so I think Republicans have been really putting a lot of emphasis on getting those voters to vote by mail, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, so what do we have to back that up? I mean, how do we judge if more Republicans or conservatives are approaching this vote by mail method this year?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, we're seeing Republicans take advantage of mail-in ballot compared to Democrats. They're kind of chipping away at that 2020 edge that Democrats had, which is huge, especially for a state like Pennsylvania and even North Carolina. I think a lot of people assume North Carolina is, you know, a red state, when in reality, you know, it's not a safe red state anymore. I'd like to see those numbers kind of increase for Georgia when early voting begins. I'd like to see that happen in Michigan and Wisconsin as well, but I think if you can get two or three states from 2020 back, you're in good shape.
Well, I've heard some of my friends who are also conservative who have expressed concern or been listening to commentators saying, you know, they wouldn't be surprised if liberals tried to pull something like they did 4 years ago, where all of a sudden you have this pandemic and they have to change the way that you can vote on Election Day. So I don't know if you're hearing that, too, of just what if something were to happen right around the Election Day and then things kind of were forced to do things a little bit differently again.
I think it's a valid concern when you think of how election administration was handled back in 2020, because you had people who were unelected. So you had appointees, you had secretaries of state, you had individuals who didn't have and still don't have the authority to change election laws and election administration. And they did that. And they did that in cases that mattered most, like Pennsylvania, for example. And there's nothing necessarily stopping these officials from doing that again this November. And I think what's frightening is that, you know, the RNC is engaged in dozens of lawsuits to try and preemptively avoid a scenario in which there's a last minute change that can impact voting. But that's not to say that someone's not going to put out guidance, you know, a week before the election and it doesn't get before a judge in time. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Yeah, very true. You know, Brianna, I wanted to ask you about another story that you covered last week, and that is the case challenging the Mississippi decision to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots till after Election Day. That's now in front of an appeals court, correct?
Yeah, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing this case, which it's a tremendous case and it's a tremendous opportunity to remind people that Election Day is set for a reason. And I think for a long time, Election Day has turned into Election Week, it's turned into Election Month with early voting. But there has to be some end date to an election cycle, and Democrats have wanted to expand that for, you know, 3, 5, 6 days after the election. And at what point does it end?
Yeah. So now, initially a judge supported the Mississippi action. Now it's been appealed to the Fifth Circuit. If the Fifth Circuit overturns that, would that have an immediate impact on November's election?
So I'll be honest, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to speak too far, but I did speak to Hans von Sparkovsky from the Heritage Foundation. And the way he explained it is that one of two things could happen. The Fifth Circuit could rule in favor of Republicans, which means that that case would go back to the lower court, and the lower court would figure out a way to remedy the situation.
Okay.
If there becomes an issue where they say, well, it's too close to an election, we can't change election law, it could be, I believe, appeal that back to the Supreme Court. If the losing team for the Fifth Circuit decision gets upset, they could also appeal it back to the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court takes it and issues a ruling, you know, one of the questions they will have to answer is whether or not it is too close to Election Day to implement a change. I don't know how that will play out. Nonetheless, even if they rule in 3 months that you can't extend Election Day, I think it'll kind of reinforce the idea that Democrats have kind of usurped the authority of the legislature in a lot of states to extend Election Day by, you know, 3, 5, 6 days.
Yeah, I was going to say they didn't feel like it was too close during COVID. I mean, they changed a lot of rules at the last minute, it seems like.
Yeah, and that's, you know, people always talk about the tale of two justice systems or the way that Republicans and Democrats are treated, and it is differently, especially because, you know, Kathy Buchvar, she was Secretary of State in Pennsylvania during the 2020 election, she was making guidance days before the election to the point where the Supreme Court actually said, for example, segregate late undated mail-in ballots, and we'll figure out what to do with them after. And she eventually agreed to it. And then a few days later, she said, you know what? No, we're going to count those. And if the Supreme Court puts a ruling in at another point, we'll subtract them from the total. That is inappropriate behavior for a Secretary of State, of course, when an election is on the line.
Yeah, and we've seen that out of several of these Secretaries of State for sure. Brianna Lyman, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can read more of some of Brianna's stories there at The Federalist, including that one about this extension of whether or not Mississippi extending the voting time violates federal law. That's the question there. Can an individual state decide we're going to count ballots for 5 more days past the deadline? Remember the Postal Service? We talked to Hans about that this morning. The Postal Service said, oh, you got nothing to worry about. We'll be just fine with mail-in ballots this year until they're not. And if this ruling stands and the mail gets them in late, those voters get disenfranchised. Now, I believe they should be. Don't get me wrong. You got plenty of warning of when the election is. If you don't vote in time and your vote gets there late, you're just out of luck, right? It's just like trying to go to the water company and say, but I mailed my bill, and they're like, yeah, but it arrived 5 days late, and you have to pay a penalty.
Yep.
And you're mad about that. That's on you, yep. Not on them.
I don't want to discourage early voting. I think that actually is something that I might even be interested in, just in case something were to come up on Election Day, even though I personally, there's something about going on Election Day, walking into your polling location and casting your ballot that day. But you just have to wonder, is something going to happen? But the mail-in is what kind of gets me a little bit nervous. There's just so many things I feel like that can happen. And I know they say over and over again, oh, it's secure, it's this, it's that.
How can
but,
it be?
But how do you really know that when you're going and voting in person, that to me just feels more secure?
I saw somebody suggest this, and I thought it was pretty eye-opening. If you trust the U.S. mail system as much as you claim you do, put $500 in an envelope and mail it to yourself and judge your success of getting it back in a fair amount of time. I'm stunned sometimes at how long it takes mail to get to me these days. And I know they had a lot of struggles at the post office, but I still think that these are issues they're going to have to address if they're going to start relying on mail-in ballots more and more and more in the future, honestly.
100%.
Plus, you got the chain of custody issues, proving who it was that filled out the ballot. I mean, I think there are a lot of questions surrounding that. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about, Kim?
Well, Jen Psaki, she interviewed Doug Emhoff, who, of course, is Kamala Harris's husband, and said, you know, Doug, you've redefined what masculinity is. Here's the thing. What the heck is masculinity? Because I don't think anybody on the left really knows how to define that term. So we're going to kick that around.
Yeah, we will circle back on that right
after
this.
Yeah, we will.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
There's a pop culture phrase, wife guy, which you've kind of been known as. Are you familiar with this?
I've heard about it.
As called a wife guy, a proud wife guy? How do you feel about that?
Well, if I do something annoying to Kamala and she gets upset, I'll just show her that article. Right. I'm trying.
Or a t-shirt or a mug.
Yeah.
Well, what the heck is a wife guy? That was Jen Psaki interviewing Doug Emhoff, Kamala's husband, saying, you know, Doug, you've redefined masculinity. You're a wife guy.
You're
never had I heard of that term before.
I can think of a few other terms for it, but I don't know the answer to that question, but Doug clearly does. To Doug, it means impregnating the nanny, right?
Well, no, cheating on your wife, and then impregnating the
nanny.
That
is not what Jen Circleback Saki was talking about there.
It's funny that she
this
even...
is submitting to your wife.
Well, it's funny that she even wants to say you've redefined masculinity when the left can't even probably define what a man is. They certainly can't define what a woman is.
Yeah. No, they can't. And the internet has a hard time defining what masculinity is, because what they've done, if you Google it, if you go into Google and you type in masculinity, AI, the first thing that pops up is an AI description of masculinity. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Masculinity is often associated with anti-femininity and homophobia. Boys and men who adhere to these expectations are rewarded in many settings, but those who don't can be punished or rejected. This can lead to a range of health and social issues such as anxiety and depression and substance abuse and interpersonal violence.
Oh my gosh. What you hear now is toxic masculinity, right? That men are the problem. It's all, you know, women rule, men drool, basically, is the mindset now. When I think of, if I were to tell you to draw what masculinity looks like to you, you might draw this big, you know, muscular man. And I think people associate that with like, oh, that's a masculine man. But honestly, I think masculinity is more your character. And I think it's a man who's going to take responsibility. It's a man who's going to protect his family, his loved ones. It's a man who wants to provide for his family. That is what masculinity is to me. That is what I find attractive in my husband. I mean, a number of things. But to me, that is what I think a lot of women want. Even these feminist women who are like, oh, you know, more power for the women. I think they're secretly looking for that as well. They still want a man to provide for them.
Yeah.
And their needs, but they still want them to be the ones in power. And that's why there's this power struggle right now.
You don't want a guy who refers to his clothing as an outfit. Right? You know, you can
boil
it down.
Well, you don't want a guy
that.
Who wears what he would call like a nightgown to bed.
You know, according to the University of Richmond, masculinity is a gender construct. Just so you understand that. It's a social construct. This is the garbage they're spewing on the left these days about masculinity. Get the hell out of here. Was that too toxic? Coming up, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff and Tom Ackerman about the Cardinals news conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.